Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Love and Relationships Podcast, a hotline style show where people call in with questions about love, sex, dating, singleness, and marriage, and mental and emotional health. I'm Deborah Falada, and I'm so glad you're tuning into these candid, unscripted conversations where I answer your questions in short, bite-sized, practical answers. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a licensed professional counselor, relationship expert, and author of 6 books. I also run the popular relationship advice blog, truelovedates.com, reaching millions of people with the message that healthy people make healthy relationships. If you have a question that you want me to answer on the show, send it by voice memo to Deborah@truelovedates.com or submit it on my podcast page, truelovedates.com/love-and-relationships, and I'll do my best to get it answered on one of the episodes. So let's get started. You know, people always ask me to give them my best marriage advice as a licensed professional counselor. And I always tell them this: the best thing you can do for your marriage is to get healthy standing alone, because your personal, relational, emotional, mental, and spiritual health are what overflow into the health of your marriage. With that in mind, I wanted to focus in on marriage for this upcoming series of the podcast. I want to share with you some of my favorite episodes about marriage in hopes that the conversations will inspire and challenge you to become the best version of yourself standing alone, to do the work standing alone, and to allow that work to overflow into your marriage. Because when you change the ingredients that are in your control, it changes the whole recipe. And if you're single listening to this podcast, do me a favor and tune in with us, because the work that you put in now is work that is not in vain. Your personal health and the health of your current relationships is paramount to the health of your future marriage. And hey, if you're a pastor or church leader who listens to this podcast and you're interested in partnering with me to host a marriage-focused event at your church in 2024, please reach out to us at Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, at truelovedates.com and inquire. We'd love to get you the information and consider adding you to our schedule and visiting your church this coming year in pursuit of healthy relationships and healthy marriages. With that said, let's focus in on this series all about marriage. Today's bad relationship advice is probably relationship advice that you have heard and thought it was pretty good advice. You know, you probably didn't think much of it. This is advice that I have heard in conferences from pastors, teachers, marriage leaders, and people in marriage ministry all over the world. The advice is this: married couples need to go on a weekly date night out. You've probably heard this advice, right? And you might be even thinking, well, that sounds like good advice to me. But let me tell you why I struggle with this advice. The first time I heard this advice was during our early stage of marriage. John and I had only been married for a few years, and we had just had our first baby, Ella. And John was in residency at the time, working a massive amount of hours. I think he was working over 100 hours a week. And financially, we were struggling because in residency, you don't make much money. And so we were living off of his small income, as well as I was focusing on raising our first baby. So I wasn't really working much at the time. And so the advice that you need to go on a weekly date night kind of hit hard. I was sitting in this conference and the woman speaking talked about this idea that if you don't go on a weekly date night out and you're not connecting, you're not making time to take your spouse out, that your marriage is going to suffer. And I remember hearing that and it kind of struck panic in me because first of all, we could not afford a babysitter. Second of all, John was working 100 hours a week. And when he was home, usually at the time he was working night shift. So he was home in the mornings. Like life was crazy back then. And by the time you factor in babysitter, gas money, going out for dinner, I mean, we were hardly eating out. But if we added all of that together weekly, our budget would be completely in the red, you know? And so in that season of life, that advice that we needed to go out weekly was daunting and I think damaging because it actually struck fear in me to think that if we don't do this act of going out somewhere, our marriage might actually end up being destroyed. People are always asking me, where do I find a good counselor? At the Deborah Falada Counselors Network, we want to help you navigate through any difficult season you might be facing. We want to help you find relief from the pain and stress of the present and healing from the wounds of the past in order to find freedom, joy, and peace in the life you're living today. Our team of trained, licensed professional counselors will walk by your side and give you the tools you need to face any personal or relational issue you might be up against today. With an integrative approach, we'll guide you with truths from God's Word paired with the best of modern counseling and psychology to help you get unstuck and live freely. There's no better time for healing than today. Book a session with one of our counselors at deborahfalada.com/counseling and get started on your journey of healing from the inside out. And then later on, you know, as we had 3 children, as we're both juggling our careers, as we're both juggling ministry and life and kids, let's be honest, even in this season of life, we don't always have the opportunity to go out on a weekly date night. But here's the bottom line. Going out is not the solution to a healthy marriage. Going in is the solution. And let me explain what I mean by that. This isn't about how often you go out together, but how often you draw in together. And we found that early on in our relationship that the most important thing wasn't about going out on a weekly date night. The most important thing was that we would come together and serve each other and communicate with one another and deal with conflict in a healthy way and encourage one another. I mean, going out to watch a movie and have dinner is nice. It's romantic. It's fun. But it is not the end-all be-all solution to a healthy marriage. It's less about getting dressed up and going out on the town. As fun and important as those things might be, what really sets a couple apart is those who are willing to go deeper and do the work of communicating and connecting on a regular basis, you know, really connecting. And you don't have to go out to do that. In fact, you have heard me talk about our weekly check-ins every single Sunday night, 9 p.m., John's iPhone alarm goes off. And that means it is our check-in time. You know, we sit on the couch or sit in bed together and we face each other and we talk about our week. We talk about what we're dealing with. We talk about what we're struggling with. We make time to confess our sins to one another. We talk about the good things that have happened in our family and in our marriage and the things that we need to work on. We talk about what God is teaching us in this season of our life. We keep each other accountable. You know, I've talked to you guys about my journey with anxiety and depression, and on Sunday nights, I need John to check in with me and see how I am doing and what I'm thinking about and how I'm feeling. You know, and I check in with him about whatever he is struggling with, whether it be lust, whether it be parenting struggles that he's facing. We check in with each other. We encourage each other. We pray for each other. And guys, let me just tell you, that is so much more valuable than going out to watch a movie and grab dinner. Because we're revealing each other's hearts. We are showing each other that you are significant to me. You are important to me. And I am making time to see you, to witness you, to check in with you and see how you're doing. Couples who are willing to do that work are the ones that are going to thrive. This isn't about just having a weekly date night out. Because let me be honest with you, I think it's important to go out and have fun. I think a weekly date night out should be seen as the fun aspect of your marriage, where you're going out and doing something fun. But the fun isn't what keeps your relationship alive. What keeps your relationship alive is the work that you are doing of digging deep and creating a healthy relationship by looking in. You don't have to have a weekly date night out to have a healthy marriage. But you do need to learn to prioritize each other day in and day out. So instead of taking inventory of how many date nights you've had out over the last month, what you really need to be thinking about is how many times you have checked in, how many times you have gone deeper, how many times you have connected with each other emotionally in a significant way this past month. That's what you really need to be taking inventory of in your relationship if you want to get a gauge of how healthy things are and how you're actually doing. And I wish somebody would have told me that early on in the relationship instead of talking about date night out. I wish somebody would have told me about the importance of looking in, connecting, growing together, and having time to share our hearts with one another on a regular basis. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast and giving me your time today. If you love what we're doing here, leave us a 5-star rating and review and help us get the podcast out to others. If you want to go deeper with getting healthy and making healthy relationships, go check out some of my books, True Love Dates, Choosing Marriage, Love in Every Season, Are You Really Okay? Married Sex, or my newest book, Reset. You can find more information about those as well as hundreds of articles and courses over at my blog, truelovedates.com or deborahfileta.com. I love connecting with you online. So find me on Facebook or Instagram at Deborah Fileta and tell me your story. If you have a question for me, reach out to me at truelovedates.com/love-and-relationships and we'll try to get it answered on the show. I'm Deborah Fileta, and it was so great being together today, and I can't wait to be with you again next week. See you later.